You're what I want. Listen to me. Nothing I want is out of my reach.
I'm free.
Heaven helps the man who fights his fear. Love's the only thing that keeps me here. You're the reason that I'm hanging on. My heart's staying where my heart belongs. I'm free!
Special episode of Getting Steamy
with John Panini.
I, of course, am your host, John Panini, along with my good friends,
Canadian Hot Dog,
Reuben Sandwich.
Forgive us for the delayed response, folks. We are just fuming with that Flavor Town fuck Guy Fieri. He's been pissing us off like no other. This fucker tried to move into our town called Flavor Town, and as you know, we are the original.
So America's Funny Food.
America's Funny Food with puppets on the walls. Original owners of Flavortown, we are the original comedy duo. And now a trio, and this is just outrageous. This Flavortown fuck goes in, singing Hurt by Johnny Cash, taking bite after bite of those fat, morbidly obese-inducing foods, inspiring our children to be nothing but fat, lazy fucks themselves.
With highlighted hair.
With highlighted hair, and the middle of a highlighted goatee.
Exactly. And why would he say killer after every bite? It just doesn't make sense.
I think he's a medical doctor. Oh. And it's
he's talking about his heart condition.
Diabetes. Oh. It's an epidemic. But that Flavortown fucks here. And you know what? I, for one, want to just go in and ejaculate all over the town in Flavortown. The town hall in Flavortown.
Right, but it's our Flavortown. He stole it.
Yeah, but he's a janitor now. He could be the custodian in our Flavortown. He
can mop it up. So you're saying you want him to mop up your semen off of the town hall at his Flavortown, not our Flavortown, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we'll reclaim it.
Yeah.
So he'll be the town mascot.
I think he should rename his town to Flavorless Town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he could rub it in his goatee and hair and make it brighter.
Mm-hmm. And just in case you, our fans are wondering out there, our listeners, go ahead and Google Guy Fieri. Not Fieri. He can't turn Italian. That's not a thing. His real name is Fieri. New York Times Review. Guy Fieri, New York Times Review, and your eyes will be opened to the fartinatutis. It's a word, folks. Flavortown fuck. So we hate this guy. I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot about him over the next few episodes.
You know, Mr. Panini, are you going to post the video of him eating sandwiches?
I am. It's his most famous thing.
Yes, we're going to post that on Facebook.
So
Please like us on Facebook.
Like the show. Get to see you with John Panini on Facebook. I also have a John Panini public figure page as well. But there are about 2 likes on there.
And leave some reviews on
iTunes
for the betterment of the world.
Hey, you know what I heard the other day, Mr. John Panini?
Mm-hmm.
I heard we're very close to 1 million downloads. Is that true? I think we're pushing the high hundreds.
We're getting pretty close.
And so what I'm thinking is after this episode, we should celebrate our 1 millionth download. We'll keep track of it. If you boys and girls keep listening, we'll keep track of the counter, and then when we're ready, we're gonna do a big shout out for everybody.
A big shout out, and it'll be our first episode from space. Again, we've been in touch with Nate Nan from NASA. And he's been kind of flaky lately. I don't know what's been going on with him, but
he's been on the lewds.
He's been on the lewds.
Yes.
And you know what? He sounds a lot like our friend Alox Fox. I don't know if there's any sort of connection there, but I think as the phrase in our Flavortown goes, only time will tell with the flavor.
Can we go back to the last episode? I really want to be upset with the Alox Fox because he completely gave away the ending
of
to
Saw
the
2004.
Saw 2004. Do you all remember when he actually told us the ending of it? Anyways, we don't need to go back, but I'm really upset because that really ruined the movie night for me.
Me too. I think, I wonder if he did that on, because we still owe money from our failed bankroll tours in the 1980s.
Speaking of which, did you hear the great news about Ruben?
No, what's happening?
Okay.
Wait, what did happen?
A month ago, Mr. Ruben, you know what you're talking about. Mr. Ruben Sandwich.
What are you talking about, Canadian?
He took the championship in the 2016 International Indian Leg Wrestling Federation Worldwide Championship, or the IILWFW Championship, and he actually won us money. I interviewed him right after he beat Mr. Johnny Salami. Pastrami, sorry. It was Johnny Pastrami.
Yeah, Salami's his brother.
The moment after, I actually have an interview with him, which we're going to play on the air, correct?
Yeah, let's get to it right now. This, again, is the Canadian Hot Dogs exclusive interview after Ruben Sandwich's Indian Leg Wrestling win. Here we go.
All right, I'm here with the 2016 International Indian Leg Wrestling Federation Worldwide Championship, or the ILLFWW Championship. This is Ruben Sandwich.
Ruben Sandwich!
What are you going to do now?
Well, I'll tell you, Canadian Hot Dog. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start preparing for next year, because Johnny motherfucking Pastrami is going to get raped once again. Do you dig it?
I do dig. Hey, what do you think you owe your success to this year against Johnny Pastrami?
America's funny food all the way.
All right. What are you going to do with the $5 million prize?
Well, boys, looks like we're out of debt and we're back in business.
That's right. Yeah, that's all right. Do you have anyone else to thank?
Myself. And Macho Man, cocaine, white horse, cock grease, and my cock push-ups.
That sounds
Dig
great.
It, brother!
This is the Canadian Hot Dog out!
Wow, that was incredible. That was amazing.
It was. It was truly amazing, and especially to witness it in person. I know you were there, too. What, you had problems, though. You weren't at the ringside.
No, I was saying that in the men's room.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know Ruben was going to be able to get us out of debt, so I was trying to make do.
So, Ruben,
truly a sight to see.
Absolutely. What did you do with the money?
Well, we saved about $4 million of it, and $1 million went to a bad investment same night.
What happened to the $1 million?
Well, this great opportunity arose, and I thought I should jump on it, because, you know, I'm a gambling man. So I put $1 million on black.
What was his name?
Israel?
It was a she. Her name was Kwan, and she was the dealer at the roulette table.
Okay.
Turned out it landed on zero.
Oof.
So we both would have lost.
That bitch.
It was rigged. It's always rigged.
That was the first time I got herpes.
All right, so have you guys seen any good movies lately?
Yes. No, I have not, John, but I heard you have.
I have. I went and saw Stranger Things.
Now introducing Panini on the Isle.
Take out!
Panini on the Isle. On the Isle.
Thank you, gentlemen. Now, as you know, this new, I thought it was a movie, but it ended up being a TV show. It was called Stranger Things. It's been just burning up the charts, if you know what I mean. Burning up the charts and my nads. So I went to go see it in theaters. And what I was expecting was a little bit of a paranormal thing from what I heard. But what I actually saw was someone doing the sexual move called the Stranger. So I saw a Billy Ray Cyrus lookalike sitting on his hand and just winking at the camera, making weird sort of grimaces. Kind of like Grimace from the McDonald's commercials, who, by the way, are not sponsors. Free shout out. And it was him just getting his hand numb and then just him masturbating. And as soon as he was about to ejaculate, right before he was going to ejaculate in the camera, he looked and said, "Hey, ever seen this Stranger thing?" And then he came right in the camera, and it was a pretty cool special effect where it was just glopping down the screen, kind of like the old GoldenEye 007 used to have.
Sounds very independent.
It was. They weren't selling actual tickets. I gave a guy $5. He gave me a special handshake. And I was just really quickly ushered in, and they locked the door behind me. But it, I heard Winona Ryder was in there. But I did some research, and I found out afterward that the Billy Ray Cyrus lookalike had a writer for backstage. And he said he wanted some Winona, you know, Winanya. And it didn't really work out that well.
Well, I think she's still incarcerated for stealing.
So. Yeah, she's been stealing a lot and not...
Stealing parts and shows, I heard.
Stealing parts and shows, but not getting much airtime.
Well, Panini, that sounds awful.
It was.
How many paninis did you get out of, did you give it?
I gave it one piece of stale bread.
Oof.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
This has been Panini on the Isle.
Take out.
Panini on the Isle. On the Isle.
This is just another friendly reminder to subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star text review. We only take 5-star reviews. And like the show on Facebook. Anyway, so we've been up to a lot. And I know from what I've heard, you guys have been traveling a little bit as well, right?
A little bit, yes.
Where you been?
Well, you know, recently, last month, Aruba and I, and you, we were all in Las Vegas. Then we traveled up to Nova Scotia to visit my parents.
Mm-hmm. How are they doing? But they were doing well, pretty well, by the way.
You were there, yes. So they were doing fine. And then we traveled back down to the States.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, the States are expensive.
And I just got a new alert. And it's time for a segment we haven't done in a long time. It's actually called...
Panini to Go!
Take out! We have breaking traffic news. So on Interstate 69, right outside of Flavortown, there's a man with spiked hair and a bleached goatee who has been ejaculating into a chicken sandwich. It's in a chicken. Rumor has it, it's been trending on Twitter for the last 3 days. So again, this man is spiked hair, morbidly obese, wearing a flame t-shirt. And
maybe the last 15 years.
15 years, and it's been ejaculating into a chicken sandwich. Traffic is backed up, as are his bowels. So again, this has been.
This is Panini to Go.
Take out.
Beautiful.
Whoa, that was a great segment. And what's that? We have breaking news. Here we are with another segment of...
This is Panini to Go, again!
Take out! Listeners in Japan can expect backed up traffic on the Choi Expressway outside of Fukuoka in Japan. The Natsu one, not the regular one. But again, it is backed up for 2.5 days now. This has been...
This is Panini to Go again!
Take out! Wow, what a whirlwind there. Now I know, Ruben, there's been something you've been wanting to get off your chest for a while now.
Something about that.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking? Is this another Ruben's Heroes?
Indeed, it is Ruben's Heroes.
Oh, no way.
Oh, this is the best way to end the show.
It is indeed. Take it away, Ruben.
So, you guys remember back in 86, we were working all together down at the Funny Farm.
Absolutely.
And we had, well, I think it was like October 1986, pick up the sticks.
That's true.
John here decided he was going to make a move on this married woman. So me and the Canadian hot dog figured we'd do the smoke screen and distract the husband. So we were like, hey, let's go for a walk. We'll tell some jokes, share some stories, become some friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, share the night.
Yeah, yeah, that was a very, very nice senior citizen center.
It was indeed.
It was. And we'll call him Gordy. I don't remember his actual name.
I think that was
muscular dude.
Oh, okay.
Had a good build going. He's a lot younger than the other senior citizens.
His pecs were very defined.
His pecs were defined and bulging like a young Caesar. And he was at the gym probably
Augustus.
2 hours a day, he was telling us.
Yes.
So we all sat down and we're exchanging stories, and he's telling us about a friend of his that going to Texas A&M, and he was a science major.
Mm.
And he discovered that the sewage drains from the men's locker room ran directly underneath the women's locker room.
No way.
No way.
So he thought to himself, hey, I'm going to get some M80s, and I'm going to flush them down the toilet after I light them.
No way.
I know what you're thinking. What? And so Johnny lights these M80s and flushes them down the toilet.
What happened?
What happened?
I know, you're asking what happened.
Uh-huh.
Kaboosh!
Whoa!
Water splash up through the women's restroom, through the shower, all over everyone.
Urinary tract infections?
You can say that.
Wow.
Wait, did they get all wet?
They were soaked.
Yeah, 15 seconds. No way. How soaked were they?
Wet.
They were all so wet.
They got really wet.
Did they start rocking?
Ruben's fucking heroes.
This has been a great episode of Getting Steamy
with John Panini. And make sure to like the show on Facebook, subscribe on iTunes, write us a 5-star review with text on iTunes, spread the love, and let all your friends and family know about our wonderful, wonderful show.
And share your seed.
Yes, it's up to you guys. We're nearly 1 million viewers, and it just takes a few more to push us up there. So we thank you guys, and we want you to like us on Facebook.
Subscribe on iTunes,
and
write us a 5-star
really
text review.
Our name out there.
And stay warm and steamy.
This has been John Panini.
Ruben's Heroes!
This is Canadian Hot Dog signing off.
This is John Panini.
Ruben's Heroes!
Have a wonderful, folks. Have a wonderful night, folks. Stay warm and steamy.
This has been John Panini.
I'm